Here's my, raise your hands really high. Now, how many of you, even though you were told not to hide gifts, hid your gift? Oh. Sorry, Ariana. I blamed it, Ariana. I heard that one of the Blackburn girls hid their gift. I wasn't sure which one it was, but now we know. Anyway, I won't tell you which one they were. Don, where are you? Don was hiding his gift. You know what? It's hilarious. Every year that we do this event, it's fun. Steve, I want to ask you to share what you shared this morning, if you don't mind. Come down here for a minute. You know what? Here's the thing. I think sometimes we don't really understand what laughter does for us and what fun does. I want Steve just to share with you just for a minute.
Once again. Well, I went to the banquet last night to sing in the choir. Me and my grandson were singing in the choir. And I thought we were going to practice and sing before the banquet. And I had not planned on staying. Even though some of you may not really realize it, I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And around the church, I'm pretty sociable. I'm pretty good. It took me a couple of years, but I kind of got there. I'm a whole lot different when I'm away from here. And so my church family is my family. But my oldest grandson also suffers a little bit with shyness and coyness. And things like that banquet would have had him standing in a corner. So I was very reluctant to stay, and Pastor Joey and Cheryl kept telling me, no, I said, I didn't pay, that's all right, you're going to stay, I can come back and sing later, no, you're going to stay. I was really kind of reluctant to do it, I didn't think I would feel comfortable, but I stayed, and I can only say this, little over three years I've had my grandkids, and my oldest grandchild was just so sociable and not standoffish at all. And everybody in that room paid so much attention to my grandkids. And they, in the 3 years I've had them, I have never seen them have so much fun, be so stable, enjoy themselves so much. And I just praise God for letting that happen. And I just went home, and I'll just be honest, I just sat down on the couch and almost started crying. It was awesome. Thank you.
You know, all this stuff that we do is really important. It's a lot of fun. And you know what? It's good to know people just outside the four walls of the church. See everybody in their atmosphere and seeing people kind of have fun. I shared this in the first service, but a couple of years back, probably, I don't know, maybe even 8 years ago, we had a couple ladies come in here that just wonderful ladies, but they were just used to everything being really in order, and you know, at dinner you didn't laugh and you didn't do those kind of things. And the first year they came, but they just really didn't have a good time. And I was watching them, it was making me nervous just watching them. By the second year they got there, we used to do that crazy song, that 12 Days of Christmas, where everybody would jump up and they'd sing one of them and they would have to act it out. By the second year, they were jumping up, acting it out, and just having a great time. And I tell you what, I love that, because that is so important that we just hang out and have fun together. Amen. Anyway, bless you guys. Love you guys. So this morning, I'm going to do a two-part a series message in one day. Just kidding. But I'm going to do a message called Follow the Star. And so we're going to do the S and the T today. And then next week, we're going to do the A and the R. So what are we going to do today? S and T. And next week? A-R. Now next week, we're also going to, the choir's going to sing. Didn't they do a good job at the banquet? Woo! They did an outstanding job. Enjoyed it tremendously. So they're going to sing and we're going to receive communion. I want to explain. Let me explain this before you go any further. For me, it's really important. I try not to do communion on like bigger days. And let me explain why. There's a lot of times when our guests and our friends come, it's great to have those people. It's always good to have them. But you know, the Bible's very specific about communion. If you take of the bread and the wine unworthily, the Bible talks about some of the plagues are going to be attached to you. So we always want to make sure that we're taking communion, that we're making sure that people that are taking the communion are taking it the right way. Amen? And so that's why we kind of do it. I don't want to do it on the big days simply because I That's just me. That's just how I feel. And I think that's very, very important. So anyway, so we're taking communion next week, and I'm always excited about that. So yay, yay. So anyway, a lot of things going on. So here's the thing. When you follow the star, you'll find your, if you're taking notes, you have that in your note page, you'll find your treasures. And then you'll find your answers, and then find the reward. So today we're talking about what? The star. So we're talking about the star for a minute. I remember as kids, we'd lay down in our front yard. We lived up on Pico Street, and we had a huge front yard. It's about three rows of seats. It wasn't big, but when we were kids, we thought it was huge. How many remembers those days? Your house was huge. Your yard was, you go back and look and think, wow, that's a dinky yard. You know why I thought it was so big? My dad made us mow it with a pushing lawnmower. And when you're so big, you know, I had muscles bulging at about the age of 7 and 8. So we got to mow the lawn. But I remember laying down in the grass one time after we mowed the grass, and it wasn't high enough to get lost in it. I remember laying there, and we had our fingers behind our head. We're looking up in the sky, and we said this. So say it with me. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are, up above the. And okay, we can stop there. Okay. But I remember I used to look up in the sky, and I used to think, "Wow, look at all of those stars! They would amaze me. I've always been amazed by stars. When I look up into the atmosphere, and I see star after star after star after star after star after star, and on it goes, trillions and trillions and trillions of times, I know that there's a God. Everything running in perfect order. I don't know about you, but I look at stuff. My car, after a while, it starts getting older. I used to have this old truck that everywhere it went, it broke down. How many of you have ever had a car like that? You got a car, and everywhere you go, it breaks down. I'd take it to the shop, and I'd pay a lot of money for it. I'd get out of the shop, and it'd break down again. It just happened. And so everything turns to disorder, not to order. And so I look up in the sky, and for millions of years, and all these stars going the right direction, not crashing in each other. So it always reminds me that God is there. So I love these stars. I think it's amazing. Now, I know we're in a day and a time where a lot of people's wondering about life. How many's ever asked yourself, what was I created for? Has anybody asked yourself that question? Why am I here on planet Earth? What am I doing? What am I searching for? See the star, the one we're talking about in Jesus' story, the Magi, or these specialists in astrology and probably kings, had a lot of wealth, and they're following the star trying to find out all these things about Christ. See, here's the thing. As the Bible, we look at stars, our first point, but God sets up the story for us. Luke 1, or 2, 1 through 4 says this, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Isn't it cool that God set it up that all the world has to go back, because there was a prophecy and God had to make it come true because he's God, right? That Jesus be born where? Verse 4 and 5. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Matthew 2, 1 and 2. Jesus is born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. In 2006, me and Fred and a bunch of other guys, we went to Israel. And we went to where Jesus was born at. And that, if you've never been there before, I know a lot of you have, it's pretty amazing to be standing in the place where Jesus Christ stood. We saw the little cave, and Jesus wasn't born in something that was wooden, because they kept their animals in caves. How many knew that? Well, you do now. So with a cave, and how many knows with a lot of animals in a cave, what happens? It surely stinketh. I don't know who Shirley was, but it surely stinketh. And so Jesus is born in this cave, and he's put in a little feeding trough. And they put some new hay in there. But he did all of that just for us. But see, that star, it guided the three kings of the Magi. It guided them to where the baby was going to be. I love this about this whole story here. In fact, Matthew 2:9 says, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which he had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Let me ask you a question. Which way do stars travel? From which direction? East to? The sun rises in the and sets in the south. I mean, sets where? Sets in the west. So this star went from north to south. There was something about this star that led them to where Jesus was. God can make a star, since he made everything, he can make a star arise and travel slow enough that these Magi or these wise men can follow them. And you know, I've often thought maybe it was a star that showed up one day, and through the nighttime it set in the evening, and so they followed that star, and the next day it started doing the same thing over and over again. So that's how stars do, right? And it led them right to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was known as the house of bread. So out of the house of bread came the bread of life. Amen. That's just our God force, right? Star brought direction and it guided them. Jesus always lights our path. How many's ever used a map app? We're going to say map app three times really fast. One, two, three. Bye, 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 bye. A map app. That's a mouthful. We go down to Holly's house when they were living down in L.A. We'd be going down there, and every time the traffic get real thick, this app, which has the map on it, the map app, it would take us down the middle of downtown this way and that way and go all over. And I used to think, man, this is crazy. And I'd look over and I'd see the freeway and the freight cars haven't moved. I'm thinking, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for map apps. So we're traveling. But what happens? You don't turn off the map app until when? Till you reach your destination. I'm telling you that we have to understand as a church, we don't turn off the map app until we reach our destination. Jesus always wants to guide us. And this morning, I woke up really, really early this morning, and I'm going to share this in a couple points down because there's something really cool that I think we need to see about that. Because so many times we think about Jesus, we think about what? What do you think about when you think about Jesus? Salvation. And the problem we have is sometimes we think about salvation and think that's the most wonderful thing in all the world. And it is, nothing greater. But it doesn't stop at salvation. That's when it begins. That's when it begins. We're going to get to that more of that in just a few minutes. So this star brought direction. It guided them. The star was a sign. It told them of a king. Years ago, before I ever gave my life to Christ, you've heard me say this before, I was a mess. Did a lot of drugs, did a lot of dumb things. And I was in search for something. I didn't even know what it was, but I was in search for the meaning of life. I wanted my life to mean something. I wanted purpose. I remember one time I was talking to my sister, Denise, and we were talking about football. I hadn't played football in 10, 15 years. And my sister looked at me and she says, "You're a has-been. That's all you talk about is what you used to do." I thought about that. She was right. I'm just thinking about what I used to do. It's not about what I used to do, right? What am I doing today? See, that's what's cool about the map app. That's almost a mouthful, the map app. The map app guides us day by day, season by season, which is kind of cool. So check this out. I love this. The star pointed to the future that the babe would be king. I don't know if you can see the little baby in the manger here. Can you guys see that? He's He's been so good, hasn't cried once. He didn't stay as a baby, but he came as a baby. You know what? You know why I trust people? Let me just tell you something. This is really cool. I was thinking about this this morning also because this is a really cool thought. Mary, they say Mary was probably about the age of 14. How many think this is kind of young? Now let me ask you another question. What was Mary entrusted with? The greatest gift mankind has ever known, entrusted to a 14-year-old. When my kids were 14, I didn't want to entrust them with a TV remote. I got to say, this is funny. How many's ever had a TV guardian before? We had this TV guardian, and what it did is if they cussed, it would change the words. If the word sex ever came up, it would say hugs. And my kids would giggle. You know, but what happened was, Cheryl, my wife is so intelligent. She's sharp. She really is. And she's really good at English. But she wasn't really good with passwords. Can you guess what her password was? 7777. So we would any movie that was over PG-13 would get locked out so they couldn't see it. And Joseph was a little bit older. You know, my son, if you don't know him very well, he is a hoot. And he told us, he says, Dad, he said, you know, we knew what the password was for years. I said, what was the password? He says, 7777. So we were gone. They were probably watching what they wanted to watch. But anyway, I don't know why I said that. But see, God's got this incredible plan. He's got the greatest thing in the world for us. And who did he trust? He entrusted Mary. Matthew 1:18 says, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary, 14 years old, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, she was still a, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you're to name him Jesus. For he will save the people from their sins. You know, when Christmas Day comes, every Christmas morning, like always, I get up really early, and I just try to read all the different Christmas stories in the Word of God. And it's just amazing to me how the King of all kings, the ruler, would leave his throne and come down to earth. But then he wanted everybody to know about it. So he sent signs, right? The star pointed to the future that the babe would be king. The star brought encouragement. They rejoiced when they saw it. When I gave my life to Christ, some, I don't know, 38 years ago, a long time ago, I never had so much joy in all my life. I was looking for something. I was searching for something. One time my car broke down in front of the Assembly of God up there where Trent pastored for so many years. It broke down right. Trent, everybody would at work is making fun of me. You going to church now? What they didn't realize is God was already speaking. They was reminding me over and over and over again. Man, I'm in search of God. But here's the thing. God wasn't lost. He wanted me to get it to understand that this is God who gave everything up for me. Isn't that pretty cool? I'm gonna take you down to another place, the treasure part. Pop treasure up there real fast. Musicians, come up here for a minute. Just play really, really quiet if you don't mind. Just as the wise men star led them to their treasure, the star you follow will lead you to your treasure. The key is all about what star you're trying to follow. What star you're trying to follow. That's everything. That's it. There's people who have been trying to follow sports stars. I mean, we love our sports. I like sports. I don't love sports, but I like sports. Dan Marino, he's the man. Dolphins. Okay, just saying that. There's all kind of musical stars. people are just in love with all these different musical stars. There's the Donald Trumps with the money. Now, folks, listen. Money's not wrong. To love money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not evil in itself. Money's a tool. So many of us today, we used our tool to help this young family. Because money's a tool. Something amazing happened this morning. I was laying there because I said this earlier. One of the things that I was thinking about this morning is the star pointed me to Jesus, which is so important. Salvation. But you know what? There's so many times throughout the years and through the seasons, he pointed me to the next season. When things got really rough and tough, and in life, ministry gets hard at times. We all know that. Life gets tough. In ministry, there's those really, really, really difficult seasons. But what I noticed over the years that the star, Jesus, through his word, the Bible app, kept guiding and leading me through to the next season. Because without that, I'll be honest, it'd be a long time ago I'd have thrown in the towel and said, forget it, because there's seasons that are really difficult. But God leads us and guides us, puts his arm around us, wants to walk with us. If you're going through a really difficult season right now, I want you to know the word of God declares he will never leave you nor forsake you. We might feel like he's left us. Let's be real honest for a minute. How many's ever feel like he's left you before? Let's be honest. Hold your hands up real fast. I want everybody to look around. Everybody look around real quick. I want everybody to see this. Because what the enemy wants to do is make you feel like you're the only one. Because he's a liar. And he's the father of lies. But he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Oh, he'll let you go through the hard times. Oh, does it? I don't like that. I want it all easy. But that's not how growth happens. Amen. You guys go ahead and sing a little bit of that. With every head bowed and every eye closed. This morning, I want to ask you a question, and I'm the only one looking. Maybe just life has been real difficult. And maybe the salvation part, you really have gotten it, but then just the leading and the continued guiding, maybe you're just feeling a little bit lost. If that's you, I just want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you first. Amen, 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 amen. See all those hands. All those hands. Let's pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, I know that you want to guide us and you want to lead us through every stage in life. And God, as we get into your word, and that word begins to get into us, it continues to lead and guide. Help us to be sensitive, Lord God, to your voice. God, as we know that the light guided the three kings, the Magi. God, you also want to guide us. God, you want to take us and lead us. God, to this next season. So God, I pray, awaken our hearts, awaken our minds for more of you. Now, I want to pray for maybe those that's here this morning that's never accepted Christ. You need to get things right between you and God. If that's you, just raise your hand. I just want to pray again. Just a salvation prayer. That's the start of the journey. So just pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, thank you for giving yourself as a sacrifice. As we honor you this Christmas season, God, I want to honor you by asking you to take away my sins. Forgive me, God. Help me to follow you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's give God a big hand of praise. God, you're an amazing God. Do great and awesome and wonderful things. Hey, before you leave this morning, if you possibly can, we're going to stack these chairs. We're going to haul them that way. You're going to bring some tables back here. We're getting ready for the Teen Challenge Ladies event. It's going to be incredible. So, bless you if you can help out. Thank you if you can't. I understand. Bye.